Hi, this is Virginia. I waited a long time to write this historical novel, Crossing to Freedom. What was I waiting for? I'd heard from readers of my other slavery novels, If I Just Had Two Wings and Send One Angel Down, they always questioned me. What happened to the runaway slaves who took the Underground Railroad to Canada? Did they survive? What about those left behind? These questions haunted me. I'll say more about that word haunted later. I wanted the answers, but I wasn't ready to write. Other books got written, but not this one. I wanted to travel on the Underground Railroad route that slaves took into Canada and do my research along the way. What was I waiting for? Well, lots of time to travel, of course. I didn't have that. But something else was missing. I began research at home, and that's when everything changed. The catalyst appeared. For me, a catalyst is that spark that inspires a bonfire of writing. It is the thing that drives one to do what you say you want to do, but can't. For a runner, that catalyst may be a big marathon coming up. That's when a runner will begin serious training. For me, it was this. I read about a one-room Ontario schoolhouse where white children sat warm inside, while black children sat outside, under a lean-to, in the cold, peering through a window to hear lessons. This shocked me. I was so angry that this happened. I'm a visual writer. That means I see pictures and scenes in my head just as if they were happening. That image of that Ontario schoolhouse began to grow in my mind. It was the seed or the catalyst that I'd been looking for. When a book begins in my mind, it appears with images, dialogue, voices. My job is to listen and record. I clearly saw a boy's desperate face, almond eyes, and big ears. I named him Solomon. Scenes began to arrive really fast from everywhere, not in any order. And the next scene that appeared was from Buxton, where Solomon met old Ezekiel, the keeper of the stories. This is what old Ezekiel said, word for word, the very first time I saw him. Stories hit here first. He smacked his heart. Then they go up to my mind. Nobody's got the key but me. You give me a name, and I tell you their story. First, I sit with the sound of their name until it hums through me and finds the key to open all the words. I knew then without a doubt that I must go on that trip I'd been putting off. The characters had appeared along with the setting and the reason to write, to explore what life was like when the slaves first entered Canada. So I traveled from Buffalo, crossing into South and Western Ontario. And one stop was Bertie Hall, a depot in Fort Erie. The guide there immediately told me about its history of ghosts, like 14-year-old Rodney who had drowned. When I stepped into the cellar room of Bertie Hall that had once hid runaways, I could almost feel their presence, as if they held their breath and were watching me. Later on, in Chatham, I uncovered a story about the unsolved murder of a black boy and how his ghost was said to haunt Chatham's riverbank. Why had two ghosts appeared in my research on slavery? Ghosts became a metaphor or a visual image to me for the lives that slaves were forced to live. Treated as property without a home, they could not even hold on to their own family. They were not fully alive and lived like shadows. So the visits of ghosts run throughout this historical novel as a theme. Runaway slaves had to slip out of the shadows of their own past to become whole. Now I knew why I was haunted by this topic, and I finally was able to sit down and work on it. I had all the pieces to make the book. I wanted to see my character Solomon become free, the boy he was meant to be, running across a land of promises. Freedom did not come easy for a boy enslaved all his young life and who lost his whole family. About 35,000 slaves flooded the borders on a treacherous journey like the one Solomon took to claim their own souls. On my trip, I met the descendants of some of these slaves who still live in Canada. What powerful people their ancestors were is clear when you meet their great-great-grandchildren today, many of whom, like Brian Prince, run the depots, such as the one in Buxton. Brian's nonfiction book, I Came as a Stranger, inspired me to write this novel, for that was where I first read about that one-room schoolhouse. In that way, learning it from Brian, I feel very connected to that experience that the slaves had. Crossing to Freedom is dedicated to all those slaves who crossed over from slavery to freedom on the Underground Railroad and all those left behind. I hope it inspires you to discover more about these brave people who found a new home and safe haven in Canada.